Welcome to the UAW Local 1050 podcast. Today, March 27th, 2020. We have Dan Leatherman, our safety and EHS chairman of Local 1050, and we're going to talk about the coronavirus and you.
Hey, thanks, Tyrone. First of all, we feel it's very important to speak to this topic with our membership. This is a very serious matter for all of us.
Okay. And one thing I have, I've been hearing questions in the plant, and a lot of them has been, you know, what has the union been doing during this pandemic?
Yeah, we've been working nonstop for the last 2 weeks, listening to members' concerns, researching info, verifying facts, discussing these issues with management daily, such as cleaning and disinfecting, the social distancing. You know, we've asked the company to take temperatures at the gates. They told us that's not going to happen unless it's mandated by the governor or corporate. We've asked for a voluntary shutdown. And again, we were told the same thing. It's not going to happen unless mandated by the government or corporate. We've contacted our international regional reps and asked for their support to put pressure on Arconic for a voluntary shutdown. I know we've all seen what's happened at the big three. We've been in contact with the Ohio Department of Health to ask questions, get facts, and file complaints. As a matter of fact, Cuyahoga County Board of Health was called, and they were here on March 25th, and there was no findings or issues. So it's very important, though, if you do call one of these agencies, make sure you leave a name or a contact number with the agency. This is all confidential. One of the issues with Cuyahoga County Board of Board of Health coming in, they didn't have any specific details, so they need specific details if you're going to call. So if you see or know of any issues, please contact the supervisor. If the supervisor does not correct the issue, please contact any union official and have them contact us, and we will address this any issue with upper management and be specific on the areas and the shifts.
Okay. And so why are we still working?
Well, you know, that's a tough one for me, Ty. But we've been in contact with international, and we can't just shut the company down. We've asked the company for the voluntary shutdown. And again, we've asked international for assistance in that process for the health of our members, their families, and the communities. Arconic has declared themselves as an essential business. We have asked them to provide us with documentations from customers or the government stating such. They have showed us letters, and we have asked them to post those at the gates. But at this point, the company is not willing to do that.
Okay. So in light of that, what's the policy if someone is sick?
So if someone is sick out there, first of all, the individual needs to go to medical to be checked out. If they have symptoms of the coronavirus, they will be sent out for quarantine. If they're sent out for quarantine, then that area that they work, that the individual works, should be restricted and then disinfected, and then all the employees in the area should be notified to self-monitor. We have asked the company to notify all three shifts in that area and have communication boards throughout the facility letting everyone know when someone has symptoms in the areas that they worked in.
Okay. And the other question that I hear and get a lot is hazard pay. Why aren't we getting it? You know, is it available for us?
Yeah, well, this is a pretty quick answer. We asked this question yesterday to management, and they flat out said, no, we're not entitled to it.
No reason, no rhyme, no nothing?
No.
Okay.
So, and just finishing up here, Ty, the company's only doing what the government mandates them to do. So if you're sick, stay at home. Follow the guidelines set forth by the CDC and the Ohio Department of Health. Please visit their websites for the most accurate information. We know this is on everyone's minds. Take all the necessary precautions. On our website, you can find the guidelines for the coronavirus. But in closing here, we want all of our members to be safe and healthy. The union will continue to address all issues. If you don't have the right PPE, stop, contact your supervisor, and do not perform the work until you have the necessary PPE. You have the right to sanitize your work area. Ask your supervisor for disinfecting cleaners to disinfect the area. Follow the directions recommended by the manufacturer. For larger areas like break rooms, cafeterias, or locker rooms, notify your supervisor to have those areas disinfected. There's cleaning crews that they have on the lot. Please let us know if the areas are not getting disinfected. As always, be safe and healthy. Things seem to be changing daily with this virus. And as all this involves, we will continue to update the membership.
One more question that's kind of come to mind is, you know, what happens with the points that you incur if you either self-quarantine with this or required to be quarantined?
Yeah, so they're offering leave of absence. So if you want to self-quarantine, obviously, first step is to always get a hold of your supervisor for any type of leave of absence. That's whether you want to self-quarantine, you have a family member that may be sick, or you have underlying conditions, contact your supervisor to get the leave of absence. Obviously, if you're quarantined or you do contract the virus, you could fall under SNA or even unemployment for that matter. But definitely that stuff is on the website and you can check that out.
And that concludes today's podcast. Everyone have a safe and blessed day.